What do I like to do? What's important to me? Well, one of the things that's important to me is saving money, and doing it in a way that doesn't mean that I lessen the experience of my life, because I want to enjoy my life. I mean, this is it. I don't get a second chance at this. I told my grandmother that once, and she said, I don't like you doing so-and-so, and I don't like you doing that. And I said, Mom, you know what? If I could live again, I'd live my life exactly the way you want it, but I only get one shot at this. I said, so I'm kind of doing what I want to do, not to hurt you, not to embarrass or cause you, but just because it's my life. One of the things I like, folks, more than anything, is riding trains. Al, are you trained? You ride trains?
Actually, I have not just Amtrak, but there's a great steamer that runs through Maryland.
Yeah, so you just
I took that once.
I'm fascinated. Al Peterson, our engineer, who's with me every day for the past 8 years, and also I've been Ruth Shirley's in the studio with me. She was on the show earlier as a guest, and I said, "Oh, are you trained? Do you ride?"
I have been on that same steamer.
Oh, okay.
I have.
Cumberland to Frostburg?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Well, great train ride.
Here's what's happened. Look, I decided, I had a friend of mine, I'm from Detroit, and his wife's mother died, and we went to school together, as it turns out, didn't know him then, in Detroit. So he said, we're going to have the service. So I said, okay. I told my wife, I said, look, I've got some time. I'm going to take the train to Detroit. I'll take Amtrak. I was excited, you know, and get a chance to ride in and take the train. So I called Amtrak, and I actually joined. They got a rewards program, and I joined. I mean, I really want to be a train buff. And I said, well, the train to Detroit, how much is it? They said, are you over 50? I said, yeah. Are you a member of AAR? I said, yeah. So they said, okay, the train into Detroit would be $68.
Wow.
To Detroit. I said, $68 one way. I said, round trip, she's 140, whatever that is. I said, that's great. So she said, it's cheaper for you to do this on your computer. So I go back to the computer, and I punch in the dates. I'm leaving on the 14th of August, which was a Saturday, to Detroit. Coming back on Monday night, because the funeral was Monday in the daytime, Monday night at 11:30, the train, comes. I said, so it leaves Detroit and gets it. She says, well, no, it doesn't exactly go to Detroit. I said, excuse me? She says, you take the train from here, and it goes to Toledo, Ohio. And in Toledo, Ohio, you get off the train, and there's a bus. And you take the bus from Toledo, Ohio to Detroit. In order for you to take the train to Detroit, you'd have to go all the way to Chicago and then come back from Chicago. And that would be an additional 80 or 90. I said, no, okay. So what's the bus? Well, no, the bus is included in your fare. I said, well, wow. Okay. So then the next question is, how long is the ride? And she said, well, train leaves here at 4:05 out of Union Station, Washington. Now, I want to ride the train. And by the way, I talked to Amtrak after this, and I said, tried to anyway. I said, okay, what time does the train get to Detroit? Well, the train gets to Toledo at 5 a.m. in the morning. I said, wait a minute, leaves here at 4 in the afternoon and gets to Detroit at 5 a.m. in the morning, 5:30. I said, that's a long train ride.
Sure wasn't part of those math problems we had back in third grade,
right.
Is it?
No. And I'm saying, and so when do I actually get to Detroit? Which, by the way, they call the train station in Detroit, which is really a bus stop, a train station. It gets to Detroit at 7:15 in the morning. I said, okay. So I've got to get on a train at 4 o'clock, ride it till 5:30 in the morning, get off the train, get on a bus, take the bus from. I said, okay. But I fine. So I make the reservation. I do this. And coming back, I got to do the same thing. Take the bus back. When I'm sitting on the train at Union Station, I noticed that I had either made a mistake or they had. They had me coming back on the 14th of September, the 19th of September, not the 19th of August.
So what are you going to do for a whole month in Detroit then?
So I said to the lady on the train, I got to go in. She said, no, she's called the train, called Amtrak, and just tell them and they'll make it. I said, great. So I get on the phone while I'm waiting on the train to leave, and I call Amtrak, and I say, and I explain what happened. And she says, oh, I'm so sorry. She says, okay. She says, okay. Now, my whole trip, round trip, was $136. $128. Round trip. All right. So I said to her, I explained. She said, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. She says, okay, we have space on the train coming back on Monday night. I said, well, great. Book me on that. I said, it's an error. Obviously, I don't know whether it's my error or your error. She says, okay. She says, but there'll be a slight increase in fare.
Here it comes.
Yeah. And I said, you made the mistake. I thought they did. I said, well, what's the fare increase? She says, $136.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I said, you've got a seat on the train that I want to get back on, and you're going to charge me more than it cost me to go both ways?
Wow.
I flew Southwest back. Okay. This is, listen. We'll
just
be
just
right
pretend
back.
That it was a train, right?
Come on, Amtrak. Come on. Are you kidding me? Come on.
We'll just wore your engineer's hat all the way home on the airplane,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. My goodness. We'll be right back. I am your host, Paul Berry. We're talking about Amtrak. Listen, you know, I got to tell you, folks, I love riding the train. And by the way, you guys talked about Cumberland and all that stuff in there, you know.
Well, I take trips from Washington to New York, too, as well.
Yeah.
That's the easiest.
That's the easy way. But
yeah.
This train goes right through Harper's Ferry, and they have these people on the train, on the car, the observation car, which is a delight. And they're on microphone, and they explain to you as you go through the things that happen. You're going down the canal and how they – I mean, all of that. All of that was wonderful. But all of that is canceled out by the fact that Amtrak was going to charge me twice. And you know what? I haven't looked to see whether I may have hit 14th of September, or they may have done. It doesn't make any difference. They have a seat on this train coming back. I'm willing to come back. I'm willing to pay the fare, but they're going to charge me twice the amount. And I said, ma'am, you said the seat was available. Yes. I said, well, how could you? Well, it's not available at that price. Oh. I said, well, if I don't take the seat, no one will. Well, that's just... You know how
you should have come back? Cruise ship. Here's why. If you book a cruise long in advance, you know it's a certain price.
Right.
But the closer you get to the cruise date, they've got to fill the cabins.
And
price comes down.
Doesn't it happen on the
train? No.
No,
it doesn't.
This is a government, and that's the problem.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. The government, they don't care.
Well, that explains a few things.
Wouldn't you rather have my $70 to come back on the train than not to have anything? And by the way, when I said to the lady that I was going to, I just canceled my fare, she said to me, how are you going to get back?
She thought you were desperate.
Not that desperate. Mm-hmm. Why would I pay twice the amount just because of a mistake that either I made or they made, but the seats on the train? You know, that's the kind of things that, and look, again, I'm not an Amtrak basher. Haven't done that.
No, I ride it all the time, too.
You know, but they've got to do a better job, and they've got to make me feel like they want me in a train. And mistakes happen, but it shouldn't cost me $136. Anyway, enough of that. But by the way, what I did enjoy with having these people explain to me the aqueducts and all of the way what happened historically on the train. Mm-hmm. It's a great ride, and I don't even mind the 13 hours because I could read and I could do a number of things on the train. There's a certain freedom to walk around. But the service has got to be better. I mean, you've got to, the reservations and all of that. So I joined this. I just want you to know, Amtrak, I joined your rewards thing. But I don't know when I'm going to feel like riding the train again after that. That really upset me. Look, the other thing I want to talk about is airfare. Isn't it interesting, and you can chime in here, is that when fuel prices were going up, you remember that?
Yes.
You know, guess what also went up like crazy?
Airfare.
Oh, I thought you were going to say blood pressure.
that too. But airfare went off the charts, right?
Yeah.
Every time there was an increase, the airlines would explain why when oil was costing, what, $135, $140. Guess what oil's costing today? Guess what?
Last I looked, and this was going back, given the time lag we produced the show, something like $35, $40 a barrel?
Yeah. Most $40, $38, $40 a barrel.
You know the barrel itself is more expensive than the oil? Really?
Probably.
We're on the math, babe.
But what bothers me, guys, is what happened to air? Has airfare come down? Have you noticed?
Well, I haven't flown, but I'll say
no. I haven't flown either.
Not significantly, but here's what is happening. The airlines today, folks, and if you're traveling, they are saving billions of dollars because they're not paying the tremendous cost for fuel. Okay, and so now what's happened, some of the airlines, do airline companies have a conscience? I don't know, but at least they're aware of what's happening. Guess what? I booked a fare from, my uncle lives in Chicago, I booked a fare from BWI to Chicago, listen, $45 one way. $45 on Southwest, okay, and coming back, $65. So I could fly to Chicago and back for less than $120. So, yes, things are happening. In other words, the airlines can afford to do that. It's costing them now about $2 or so a barrel, $2.19 or something like that. So what I'm saying to you is, as listeners, now is the time to book flights if you are interested, because there are some great flights, some international flights as well. Airlines are allowing you, and there's a big war going on because they're trying to push out some of these low-cost carriers. So book your flights if you so desire. How much time we got? Is it?
Not much.
We're out of time?
Very close.
Okay.
So what's the answer? You look at websites where they have special fares and
absolutely.
That sort of thing?
Go to Kayak. Go to those kind of places. Check the airfares out. Some fantastic bargains out there. Okay? Fantastic. Ruth, thank you for being here today.
Glad to be here.
Al, it's always a pleasure to see you on that side of the glass.
I've done the show for 8 years. Okay. My first time on.
Well, I'm pleased to have you on. Forgive me for that. You'll have me on more.
See you in 8 years.
All right, baby. This is Paul Berry. Thanks for joining us, folks. I'll be here next week. Hope you'll join us then. Bye-bye now.